Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Continuing the Year of Faith catechesis on the Apostles' Creed and with one eye at the upcoming Feast of Pentecost, Pope Francis asked the estimated 100,000 pilgrims present in St. Peter's Square for this Wednesday general audience if they have actually taken any steps to get to know Christ and the truths of faith more by reading and meditating on the Scriptures, by studying the Catechism, by steadily approaching the sacraments. He said it is time to ask ourselves what steps we are taking so that our faith directs our whole existence. And he asked those present not to be part-time Christians, Christian only at certain moments, in certain circumstances, before certain choices. We must be Christian at all times, he said. The truth of Christ, which the Holy Spirit teaches us and gives us, always and forever must involve our entire and our daily life. The action accomplished by the Holy Spirit was the focus of Pope Francis's catechesis this Wednesday.
The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Creed, we have been considering the person and work of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus calls the Spirit of Truth. In an age skeptical of truth, we believe not only that truth exists, but that it is found through faith in Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God. The Holy Spirit brings us to Jesus. He guides the whole church into the fullness of truth. As the Paraclete, the Helper sent by the risen Lord, he reminds us of Christ's words and convinces us of their saving truth. As the source of our new life in Christ, he awakens in our hearts that supernatural sense of faith by which we hold fast to God's word, come to a deeper understanding of its meaning, and apply it in our daily lives. Let us ask ourselves, am I truly open, like the Virgin Mary, to the power of the Holy Spirit? Even now, with the Father and the Son, the Spirit dwells in our hearts. Let us ask him to guide us into all truth and to help us grow in friendship with Christ through daily prayer, reading of the Scriptures, and the celebration of the sacraments. The Holy Father will now address the English pilgrims.
Saluto cordialmente i molti pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti all'odierna udienza.
I am pleased to greet the many English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at today's audience, including those from England, Scotland, Sweden, Australia, India, Vietnam, Nigeria, Canada, and the United States. As the Church prepares to celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, I pray that his gifts of wisdom, joy, and peace will accompany you and your families along the path of authentic Christian discipleship. May God bless you all.
Si è cristiano in ogni momento. Totalmente.
Ahead of the audience, the Holy Father released two white doves into the sky over St. Peter's Square, presented to him by pilgrims as he toured through the endless crowds. And in a moment of dialogue with the crowd, Pope Francis asked them to pray to the Holy Spirit every day.
Lo farete?
When they answered yes, the Pope was not, however, content and again asked them to repeat themselves, saying they hadn't heard, to which the crowd shouted even louder, yes.
Non sento. Tutti giorni,
Finally, in his greeting to pilgrims in Italian, Pope Francis announced his desire to visit a Marian shrine on the island of Sardinia in the capital, Cagliari, the shrine of Our Lady of Bonaria, probably, he said, in September.
Vi vorrei annunciare che desidero visitare il santuario a Cagliari.
Pope Francis explained that there is a strong bond of brotherhood between the sanctuary and his native city of Buenos Aires due to the fact that the sailors who brought the founder of the city to Argentina were Sardinian, and they wanted the city to be named after their patron saint, Our Lady of Buonaria, or Our Lady of the Fair Winds. Thus, the Pope's native city became, over time, Buenos Aires.
Buonaria, Buenos Aires. Ma è per la Madonna vostra.
I'm Emer McCarthy.